This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I have to be honest. Like, this is, it's October. When was the last month we heard Mike Breen's voice on this show with NBA highlights? Like, we are so back. The NBA back Tuesday night. Thunder and the Rockets, Warriors and the Lakers. We can't wait for basketball to be back in our lives. We're going to talk about it every day here on You Better You Bet, give you our bets every day here on You Better You Bet, and have the best NBA guests in the business joining us to break it down, like our friend, the great Zach Harper, Athletic, SiriusXM NBA Radio. I'm just going to say this here. If you are not watching the show right now on YouTube or Twitch, you are missing out on one of the great hair, fade, beard combinations that I've actually ever... Yeah. I can't take my eyes off it. The beard is absolutely majestic. It's unbelievable. And you got to subscribe to The Bounce, which is Zach's newsletter through The Athletic. You get it in your inbox all the time, breaking down the NBA. Zach is entertaining. He's informative. Subscribe to The Bounce, Zach's NBA newsletter, facilitated by our friends at The Athletic and BetMGM, sponsor of both The Athletic and us, so we love that. On Twitter, at TalkHoops. My friend, welcome back to the show. Happy basketball season.
Hey, man, happy basketball season to you guys, too. I got to say, it's like an hour ago I left the barber chair, so this is fresh. This is as fresh as it gets for me as I got home, hopped in the chair here, ready to go.
Are you, like, when it's done, I'm guessing the barber, like, does the thing with the mirror, like, sees what it looks.
Yeah.
Are you thinking to yourself, like, man, like, this is it. Nailed
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah, no, because my guy Sergio, he's the best, man. I've followed him literally all around L.A. He's in, like, his fourth spot in the last 4 years since I started going to him. So, I'm in the Valley. For people who don't know L.A., I'm in the Valley. I drive 35 minutes east to Eagle Rock, which is, like, it's like going to another city. It's like leaving states to go get a haircut, but that is how good this guy is. So, every time I'm like, he killed it.
I'm super anal retentive about my hair. I can very much appreciate that. All right. We will get nitty gritty in a second here. We will get micro, but let's do a little macro here. What is the storyline, Zach, that interests you the most heading into opening night on Tuesday in the NBA?
I mean, I hate parody. I'm interested to see if the Thunder can finally end parody. I think parody is for losers. I've said that for years. Like, I think if you're into parody, then, like, you're not into basketball. Basketball is about elitism. Like, the best people keep coming back and keep dominating. We did it with the Lakers and the Celtics. We did it with the Bulls, did it with the Lakers and the Spurs and the Warriors. Like, we do this every time. And now, six different champions the last 6 years? No, thank you. I want to see if the Thunder can say, parody era is over. We run this thing now.
All right. That begs an obvious follow-up question, Zach, because, you know, we have a bunch of guests that come on our show that bet. They love the Thunder and think that the Thunder mm-hmm. are going to repeat. I tend to agree. Femi likes Denver a little bit, and I will say that I agree with Femi that if it's not the Thunder, I think it'll be the Nuggets. When it's all said and done, Zach, do you think it's going to be the Thunder going back-to-back? They're plus 240, but I mean, you could make the case that maybe that price should be shorter if OKC is what a lot of us think they can be this year. What do you think?
Yeah, and you've got to think that, you know, they now have that championship experience, so they have a better understanding of what this takes, and that stuff does matter. Granted, it hasn't mattered the last 6 years, but it does matter in general in NBA history. But I'm with Femi. Like, I like Denver here. Denver took them to seven games. That team wasn't good. That Denver team wasn't good. Like, that's how good Jokic is. Now they have swapped out Michael Porter Jr. for Cam Johnson, who I think is a better fit. They brought in an actual backup center in Jonas Valanciunas so they can give more than 8 minutes of terror rest to Jokic, where they're just living, like, just hoping, let's not get down 17 in these 8 minutes. Like, it's just terror for them. And now they bring in Tim Hardaway Jr. They bring back Bruce Brown. Like, this is a real nine-man rotation that if healthy, should be able to take down the Thunder. That doesn't mean the Thunder won't win, but I do think this is as good as it gets for a race in the West.
So if I gave you, which I wouldn't because I'm very cheap, but if I gave you $100 and said, bet the NBA champion at price, you'll take Denver plus 550 over Oklahoma City at plus 240, and could you make the case for any other team to potentially not like get to the finals or have a Cinderella run, but actually right. lift the Larry O'Brien?
Yeah, I mean, I would take that 550. Plus 550, that's a big number to me for how good Denver is and how good they were 2 years ago. They've replenished everything they needed to replenish since that title run, in, you know, with the frugality hitting them. I think if I was going to make a surprise bet in the West, I would go Minnesota. Like, I do think Minnesota is just dismissed. Like, they've made the conference finals the last 2 years. That's a big deal in this Western Conference. And I think if for some reason you end up getting a Denver-OKC second-round matchup, and Denver wins. Minnesota was built. Now, they've obviously made the change with Cat to Randall a year ago, but Minnesota was built to take down Denver. Minnesota does have a lot of what Denver, you know, their kryptonite is in terms of size and versatility and stuff. So I could see that happening. I'm very interested in, like, the Knicks in the East. I know it's not an amazing price, but, you know, you can make the argument that whoever comes out of the West is going to go through such a gauntlet, they will be really at their edges there, and New York could take advantage.
You better you bet on a Thursday. Our guest, Zach Harper from The Athletic, SiriusXM NBA Radio, on Twitter at Talk Hoops. Subscribe to the newsletter, The Bounce. The link is in his Twitter profile, at Talk Hoops. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Zach. It sounds like you think my Knicks are going to win the Eastern. I think that. I really do. Yeah. And I've gone through a million reasons why. Like, I don't trust the Cavs. You can poke holes in every team in the East. I do think the Knicks are going to win the East. Do you think the Knicks will win the East this season, Zach?
They're my pick. I mean, look, Cleveland's really good, but they've been really good for 3 years, and every year something has gone wrong. And it's always an excuse, but to me, they just haven't been ready for those primetime moments. So to me, that's a big deal. Orlando, yes, they look great with Desmond Bane and Tyus Jones. It's a little early. It's a little quick. You know, Detroit, I could see making a good run, not winning the East. And then, like, the dark horse there is Milwaukee. If they can make everything ugly and then Giannis is just a superhero, I could talk myself into that. At the same time, it's Doc Rivers coaching. That's where I talk myself out of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Zach, I know you didn't mention the Philadelphia 76ers, buddy. Joel Embiid might be back opening night. I'm seeing the reports already from Shams. Maybe, just maybe, this could be the year that Joel Embiid stays healthy. Also, I will not be buying that that stock whatsoever. How about the Lakers, though? LeBron James has sciatica. Doesn't sound like he's going to be back until mid-November. How high is the Lakers' ceiling this year, and what is looking like this transition year going from LeBron's team to now Luka Doncic's team?
Yeah, well, one, I also battled sciatica in my early 40s. So LeBron, welcome to hell. It's a terrible injury to go through. It really sucks. So I think he's a little bit better athlete than I am, in a little bit better shape, so he'll probably bounce back easier. The Lakers are interesting, but not interesting enough where I think they can make noise. Like DeAndre Ayton, yes, he is an upgrade at the big man position. When's the last time you trusted DeAndre Ayton to remain focused and consistent in the way they're going to need? So, you know, they have good players. If Marcus Smart is healthy, he helps them defensively, but you're still running a lineup out there that's got Ayton, Luka, and Austin Reeves defensively. I think that works in the regular season. I don't know how that works in the postseason. So if you want to make a bet that they're going to be like a top four team in the West, I could be talked into that. I still think they're not in that grouping, but I think they're definitely a top six team if healthy. But this transition to Luka's team, it's going to be awkward. There's going to be a point they lose 4 out of 5 games, and you start hearing all those whispers about what does LeBron want to do now? Does he want to stick it out this season? It's logistically really hard to move him, but that doesn't mean the distractions can't really, you know, hurt them throughout the course of a regular season.
Lakers 9-1 to win the Western Conference this year at BetMGM. So, Zach, this will be, I'm going to ask one question and it'll lead into another one after you answer it. Give us a team, could be either conference, that you think will exceed expectations this year, be better or a lot better than people think.
Oh, this may be way out there. I really like Portland. I love the way they played the second half of the season. Now, I don't know that they actually make the play-in tournament because the West is so crazy, but I do think the over on them is really easy for them to clear. I think this team can win 41 games pretty easily and be a 500 team. They need to be healthy. Already Scoot Henderson's out, so that's going to be tough, but you had Drew Holiday in the mix. If he's even half as more healthy than he was last year, if he improves that, he's a really good addition to what they need. They just need health there, but Chauncey Billups figured something out defensively with them last year. They can take that identity. I do like them being someone that exceeds expectations pretty easily.
All right, so the Trailblazers to exceed. You know where I'm going next here. A team that you think, Zach, will fall short. This is like what Einstein wrote about this, right? It's like the theory of relativity. You ask exceed, now we have to say who falls short of expectations. Who is it and why?
Look, the additions this offseason are great. I understand why everyone's so high on them. I got to see the Hawks to believe it. It's the Hawks. Like we've done this every year. They switch out some teammates. They switch out a coach. They switch out more teammates. You're relying on the Hawks to, one, be consistent, and two, for Kristaps Porzingis to be healthy. He hasn't really been healthy. Now, granted, last year was mostly a weird illness that he had, and it sounds like that's over, but he's still someone who can't stay on the court. Jalen Johnson missed a bunch of time last year, and everyone talks about, yeah, but they were so good when he was healthy. They were 3 games over 500. That's with him on the court. It's not like they were gangbusters here, so the Hawks, I just don't trust them. I've never trusted the Hawks. They haven't been a serious team since they made the conference finals in 2021. I understand how everyone is buying the hype. I'm just not going to yet.
Atlanta win total 46.5. The Portland Trailblazers 34.5 at BetMGM. Zach, let's close with this. This can be a betting take or just something from the mind and the very well-coiffed beard of Zach Harper. Give us a sizzling hot take for this NBA season, something that you think will happen, a Zach Harper hot take on the NBA season.
Yang Hansen finishes second in Rookie of the Year voting. I think Yang Hansen is a monster. Yeah, he's a monster.
Who's the Chinese player that the Blazers drafted in the middle of the first round?
Yes, they call him the Chinese Jokic. I see the similarities. He's not Jokic, but I was so against that pick, and then I saw 30 seconds of him in Summer League and was like, oh, I was wrong. This guy's amazing. I think it'll take him a little bit of time to take that starting job just because they have more veteran players in front of him. That dude's a monster. You can't keep him off the court. He's so skilled. He has such a great understanding of spacing and timing and everything. Once he gets his feet wet in the NBA, I think he's going to take off and dominate at times for this Blazers team.
I'll tell you what, man. That's so fascinating, right? Because Klingon is more of like your old school center. And then how do you say his name? I'm going to screw it up.
Yang Hansen. I think that I'm pretty sure that's how you say it, but I'm also an idiot. So don't, But Young Hunsen.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I had to ask you, so I guess I'm the idiot. That's an interesting big man combo there. Zach, we appreciate you, man. It's your time of year, NBA season. Talk hoops on Twitter. Subscribe to The Bounce. The newsletter is part of The Athletic. Stay well. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
I got to tell you, man, that felt good.
Yeah, NBA. I'm ready. I'm
Hell
ready.
Yeah. Power Hour, Final Hour, coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.